Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
My child is a good child. Never caused me any problems. I always asked her if she had a boyfriend and she said, "No, Mom, I'm just going to college." My daughter is 20 years old. She used to tell me everything. I think he saw her as naive and good and brought her here. He wanted to sell it here or abroad. This is roughly what one mother of a young 20-year-old Romanian woman told one news source after her daughter was found at the home of Andrew and Tristan Tate in Piperă, Romania. The Tate brothers denounced the Romanian media police reports insisting that two girls were found there, a 20-year-old Romanian woman and a 21-year-old American woman. In fact, Andrew Tate has vehemently denied every aspect of the case and said, "No girls were found in my house and nobody was arrested." Andrew's TikTok shows clips from the brothers' podcast where they claim that the 21-year-old, they don't mention the Romanian woman, was actually just attending a party at their house. When her boyfriend asked her where she was, she claimed that she was held there against her will. The brothers found that hilarious, stating that her boyfriend was some, quote, "believe all females, my girlfriend's not a hoe" kind of guy, end quote. They added that she was in fact a hoe and not even hot. Of course they had to.
No, I didn't want to come to this party. They made me come here and I'm not allowed to leave. She said that to her boyfriend as some bullshit excuse. So her boyfriend is obviously one of these believe all females, oh my God, my girlfriend's not a hoe kind of guys. She was a hoe.
She wasn't even hot.
She wasn't even hot.
Andrew and Tristan also claimed that the woman in question was caught on CCTV footage outside the home, taking a pizza delivery, clearly not held against her will in any way. The Romanian police, upon seeing this footage, were allegedly laughing along right with them. Therefore, this whole claim about them running a human trafficking ring is a joke, pathetic, and based on a wild misunderstanding. Supposedly. The thing is, can we really say that this woman was free just because she was dancing and taking pizza deliveries? If she was American, then she was in an entirely different country, as the Tate household was located in Romania. Maybe she's dancing because she feels she has to do exactly what Andrew wants, otherwise maybe she'll be harmed. Maybe the police don't take her seriously since Andrew has admitted to bribing Romanian law enforcement to get what he wants in the past. There are so many other possibilities here, but the Tate brothers and their followers have seemingly ignored them, all in favor of she was getting pizza, so she's fine. But make no mistake, Andrew Tate is a vile human being. He moved to Romania largely because of their lax rules around the way women are treated, specifically how they have a difficult time pursuing assault or sexual assault charges. And Tate benefits from the corruption in the Romanian system. The number one reason he lists for moving is the hashtag MeToo era, and when people call him a sexual abuser, he says, "No, I'm not. I just like being able to do what I want." How charming. But before I get too ahead of myself here, we have to learn who Tate is. Then we'll talk about his scams, his supposed values or lack thereof, and of course, his crimes.
Well, everyone cooks.
Everyone's broke! Doesn't that prove me right?
I'm at the very top echelon of society. If I need to speak to the Prime Minister, I can make that happen.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
So, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Multilevel Mondays. I'm the Illuminati, and today, we're discussing Andrew Tate. Please know that this episode in its entirety will mention abuse and sexual assault, so if you are not in the place to hear that, I recommend clicking away. But with that being said, let's get into it. Andrew Tate had a pretty decent career in kickboxing once upon a time. He won most of the fights he was in, and was rated first in Europe in his weight class. He even allegedly endorsed the kickboxing equipment company Sidekick Boxing so much that people began to think he actually owned the business himself. Tate was not necessarily an A-list celebrity or anything, but he was making a name for himself. Enough to get on the show Big Brother anyway, but that didn't last. In 2016, multiple clips of Tate abusing women emerged. In one video, he's asking a woman why she's covered in bruises. The woman, her face blurred, in a shockingly calm manner, might I add, tells the camera that she was beaten by Tate for misbehaving. Andrew clearly knows he's the one who gave her those bruises, interrogating her about it on camera, and then telling her to count the bruises is beyond, like, just scummy and gross. In a separate clip, another woman reveals that she has a tattoo of Tate's name on her crotch area. Tate beat, whipped, hit, and pushed her on camera. It's pretty hard to watch. But hey, the woman says they were dating and it was just some kind of kinky roleplay, right? So that must make it okay. Newsflash, it doesn't. Andrew Tate told the tabloids he would never hit a woman, claiming a longer version shows them laughing and saying it doesn't hurt. So where is that longer version, Andrew? Why not prove that this was just all fun and games instead of a literal beatdown? This is monstrous behavior. In true, safe, but kinky BDSM, you're supposed to care about your submissive partner. And personally, I think Tate is a sadistic, horrific, pathetic excuse for a human that is calling his disgusting behavior a kink. If he actually cared about women, he'd tell his audience that he genuinely wants to be careful, assure them that he has safe words or some kind of precautions, but he doesn't. The safety of his partners does not matter to Tate. But hey, in case you need more evidence of this, he also tweeted a year later that women should bear responsibility for being raped in the rise of the Me Too movement. In fact, Tate doesn't just believe women should bear responsibility for being sexually assaulted, but he thinks that when women are abused, it should also be easier for the person responsible to get away with it. That's actually the reason Tate gives for why he moved to Romania in the first place. He also enjoys the corruption there for another reason, but we'll get into that in just a moment. Lucky for you, Tate, thanks to the system that benefits corrupt abusers like you, you've escaped having to bear a prison sentence. In terms of the abuse accusations, Andrew Tate gives a specific example to his followers in the form of a story about an ex-employee. See, back in the day when Tate left kickboxing, he wasn't sure about what to do with himself. He allegedly had 5 girlfriends at the time, and he flew them all out to London to live together and webcam for him, making him a glorified pimp. Not all of his girlfriends wanted to do this, but 2 did stay behind. Soon, the business grew until it became a real moneymaker. At the height of his webcamming venture, he had over 75 women working for him in 4 locations, earning over $600,000 a month. When he started out, it was just with a couple girlfriends that really cared about him. They weren't in it for just the money. They wanted to be there for Andrew, or so he says because this is his narrative. But as his employee base grew, so did the number of women who were in it solely to get rich, which is frankly understandable. After just researching this one episode, I find Andrew to be quite insufferable, so I'm not surprised that the webcam models he hired weren't in it because they liked him. But I digress. One woman that had been working for Tate earned about $25,000 per month all by herself. So she knew Andrew didn't want to fire her, so according to him, she tried to get away with things. In one instance, she supposedly drunkenly vomited onto his bed. When Tate told her to clean it up, she refused, so he threw her things out the window and kicked her out. End of story. Or at least he thought it would be. Tate claims that this disgruntled employee went to police and made a false accusation of assault. The police burst through his door and questioned him, and in that moment, Tate knew he wanted to move somewhere else. Someplace where it would be easier to run a questionable sex service out of his properties and throw women onto the street. And look, if he wanted to fire her, that's one thing. But dumping all her personal belongings out of a window and refusing to pay her her last month's salary? I have a hard time believing that their relationship was professional in any way based on his own story. And Andrew, I know you're supposed to make yourself look good on podcasts, right? Instead, I just feel bad for any woman that has the misfortune of having to share the same air as you. When you dismiss or fire an employee, one of the things you don't do is 1, withhold their final month's salary. That's illegal in most states and countries, from my understanding. But 2, you don't throw away their personal belongings. That one makes absolutely zero sense. To throw away someone's personal belongings definitely shows you have some kind of malicious intent on a personal level. It means you personally feel harmed and hurt by this, and you couldn't keep it professional.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And if this was just a professional relationship, then again, why do that? So it just seems to me that there was absolutely something personal there, and you just wanted to give her a final poke in the eye to be like, fuck you, bitch. And you told this story, and this is your recollection. It just makes you look really weak. Like, imagine that, a man who can't control his big professional emotions to run his big successful business. Who could have thought? Anyway, off to him and his brother, and they go to Romania. Now, around the time the brothers arrived, they grew this business into an OnlyFans agency, where Tristan claims that he has the biggest girls on OnlyFans working for him. Personally, I think the brothers are just pimps. I mean, hey, if these women want to go into sex work, that's fine, but it sure doesn't actually sound that way either. Anders bragged that about half the women he dates end up doing sex work and becoming an employee for him, and he's literally moving these women to Romania, where he knows and enjoys the fact that it's harder for them to be taken seriously, especially in cases of reporting sexual assault. Tate also claims that he doesn't let his girlfriends leave the house, which again, doesn't really make any of this look consensual. If they really like being with him so much, then how come you have to practically hold these women hostage in your home? And also, just what a pathetic excuse for a supposed good boyfriend. What kind of partner puts their significant other in danger like that? Andrew Tate paints himself as this great alpha male, but what kind of man has to survive off of money that their girlfriend makes through webcamming? You fucking cuck. He's so big and so strong that he can't earn it himself? Like, wow, what a boss babe. Now, that is unless, of course, maybe, you know, he isn't such a big, strong man to earn it himself. I also doubt that he gave anyone their fair share in these businesses, because in various clips, Tate's been heard telling his followers that if his girlfriend were to partake in sex work, he's entitled to a cut of the profits since she belongs to him. If a woman is going out with a man, she belongs to that man. That's his woman. So if she wants to do OnlyFans, she owes him some money because she's his. The intimate parts of her body belong to him. If she wants to sell those, he has a stake in those parts of her body. But sure, Tate says he doesn't believe women are his property. He just thinks that they and their bodies belong to him. Like, does he not know what the definition of what property is? Like, he's literally referring to them as property. And hell, he doesn't even do a good job earning his living off of the backs of these girlfriends or these women, because the brothers have admitted that the women they hire often earn money by telling fake sob stories to their clients. Tristan apparently told the Sunday Mirror that it's all a big scam and no one cares. It's their problem, not mine. Although a lot of sources reporting on this are tabloid, so I understand they're not exactly the most trustworthy, the updates of what's been coming out around Tate's Romanian home are genuinely disturbing. When investigators went to their home to rescue the captive women, they uncovered the webcamming business the brothers run. Some of the women living in the home had tattoos that read, "Owned by Tate," and they referred to the Tate brothers as masters. Oh, and remember that 21-year-old that was seen getting pizza? She was identified as Emma Gabby, and she claimed that Tristan Tate told her that if she left, he would find her and hurt her. Plus, it's not as if she could have easily left on her own free will. This house is full of surveillance cameras, multiple weapons, and a former performance boxer guard standing out front. No charges have been filed against the brothers yet, but that is a big yet attached to the end there. But hey, maybe you like Andrew Tate. Maybe you think that exploiting women and potentially placing them in danger is in fact super manly. In that case, the war room might be just for you.
We are living inside of the Matrix, and I am Morpheus. I know you're sitting thinking, why did Tate not decide he was Neo? Because Tate has all the Aikido and the masterful, nearly superhuman abilities.
The war room is a club that is, as Danny Gonzalez so eloquently puts it, like one super long bachelor party for men whose wives have already left them. The War Room is supposedly a club full of members that have achieved freedom in the world of slavery. It sounds vague as hell because it is. Also, I love how they say the members have achieved freedom, but the picture next to this quote shows a group of men with their faces blurred, dressing and standing the same. Like, yeah, real talented, unique individuals there. So free and so tough having to blur their faces. Now, it costs over £4,000 to join and learn to be an individual that, you know, dresses in an identical suit to the other members. The website doesn't exactly describe what you're paying for either. On his channel, Tate Speech, Andrew says that you'll get tips and tricks to earn more money, meeting with other members, and live streams from Tate's visits to the club. So I guess for thousands of dollars, you can watch Tate have fun at a club? Sounds like a great investment. I love how the video also has all this epic music under it while members of this club are just sitting around someone's house looking bored while Tate and a few other guys lecture them about God knows what. And that sounds like real beta male shit to me, paying another man to have fun at a club, like just saying. It's also not as if the people Tate hangs out with are great guys either. Have you heard of the names Mike Cernovich and Ollie Alexander? The former helped spark Pizzagate, and the latter was an organizer for the January 6th insurrection, known as the Stop the Steal leader. It's not really surprising Tate aligns with these beliefs. He has some extremely right-leaning values too. But I find it ironic that he'd associate with someone so anti-trafficking that they make up conspiracy theories about it, while Tate himself has been accused of trafficking. I tried to find some firsthand experience about the war room to see if anyone reviewed it and could shed some light as to what it was actually doing. After all, it's supposedly been around since 2018, so they should be pretty established. Blogs that talk about the war room say that it'll turn you from a worm into a man of genuine means and purpose. But the only way they describe doing this is by linking you up with other successful men from the same club. According to the reviews, this makes it a mix of people who've found success and those that are still on the journey learning from others. Truthfully, I don't give a shit if Tate wants to make a big expensive club for him and his loyal friends and followers. It sure as hell seems scammy to me, but it's not even half as scammy as the MLM he has attached to it. Something called Hustlers University. And that's right, boss babes and hunbots, we've got a rare male MLM on the table. For the low, low price of just $50 a month, you can buy, and drumroll please here, access to the Discord server. And no, I'm not kidding. It's like Tate's more expensive, less reputable version of Skillshare on a Discord server. In this beautiful, lovely Discord server, you can learn about stocks, crypto, freelancing, and even copywriting. Tate has a few professors he's hired to tell you about each one, but those that have actually tested their advice have been disappointed. One financial YouTuber, Sean Solano, took the professor's advice for a few days and found that they lost 88% of the money that he put in with a single call. Whereas when he did his own thing, Solano was up by about 40% within the same time frame. He concludes his video by saying that even though some of the beginner terminology and advice makes sense, if you follow these professors, you'll likely walk away with nothing. Whether you think of this like a Mary Kay or It Works for Insecure Lost Men, a load of crap, or genuine legit advice about stocks and crypto, though few seem to fall into that latter camp, it doesn't really make a difference for Tate. The main point certainly seems to be about just giving him money. Since it was founded in 2021, allegedly over 60,000 people have joined, meaning he gets over $3 million per month from their monthly subscription costs. Although I do need to note that that number is actually currently estimated to sit at around 100,000, giving him closer to $5 million a month. But don't you worry, boss babes, you can get a piece of that pie too. Because if you join now, you can get an affiliate link. And from there, if you sign people up, you'll get a commission too. And seeing as there's no actual product aside from giving members advice, I actually fail to see how this is anything but a pyramid scheme. And in fact, it's pretty damn close to the exact definition. It's no wonder that people are calling it an MLM for lost men, because it feels like you must have hit a new low to take this guy seriously. Of course, Tate promotes Hustlers University as a way that you can make money and eventually join War Room. So if you pay for random advice from internet strangers long enough, then you can pay thousands for random advice from real life strangers. What's not to love, right? Well, aside from his incredibly unclear and sketchy business, Andrew is the last person someone should go to for financial advice in any way. Tate doesn't make his money honestly or legitimately, and he's actually proud of that. He's told the world that he owns casinos in Romania, and in 2020, he refused to shut down because of COVID. He bribed everyone from the police force to parliament, saying that everyone needed to stay open. "I was open for the first 3 months with bribes," he said. But the bribes kept coming and getting more expensive, so eventually, he shut his doors. One of his casinos was doing all right for itself before lockdown because he was competing with another casino and Starbucks nearby. According to Tate, his casino would offer free coffee to lure people in with the premise of why pay $5 for coffee? Gamble it instead. You might get lucky. This isn't a bad idea from the perspective of a casino owner, truly. But running his business during a pandemic that he doesn't believe exists, grossly overpricing advice from strangers on the internet, and creating a pyramid scheme? I think I'd rather go with a financial planner. Thanks, though. But speaking about earning an honest living, I'm gonna go ahead and place today's sponsors right here. I know it seems a little kind of clunky, but I promise you it's not, because unlike Tate, I don't have to lock women in a basement or in a house in order to make money for me and my team. So with that being said, here's a quick little moment. Take a little break, take a refresh, whatever you need, and then we're going to jump right back into how much of a joke Andrew Tate actually is. It's time to begin gearing up for a busy fall season with HelloFresh. And that's because with HelloFresh, you can choose over 55 weekly options to take the stress out of meal planning and prepping. From family-friendly to fit and wholesome and even vegetarian options, HelloFresh has tasty and nutritious meals that are sure to please everyone in your family, including those picky eaters. And I know I've ranted about a few recipes that I absolutely love from HelloFresh, but one of the like general umbrella of recipes that I enjoy are their quick and easy recipes and 20-minute meals. And of course, like I've mentioned many, many times before, their easy cleanup one-pan meals. Those are like my godsend, especially as I've been moving right now. It's been so easy to keep delicious food on the table and not waste a lot of plates. And now you can enjoy more variety than ever with Hello Custom. You can simply swap out one protein or side for another, you can upgrade to a more luxe experience, or even add protein to a veggie meal. And what that means is you get more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you and your family. So go to HelloFresh.com/MLM16 and use code MLM16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Again, make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/MLM16 and use code MLM16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Saying goodbye to high-interest credit card debt is one of the first steps toward financial independence. But with the interest month after month after month, it can feel like you're in a never-ending hamster wheel. And that's where Upstart comes in. Because honestly, when you have mountains of debt, sometimes it can be hard to ask for help. And it can be even harder to find a solution for the help you need. Upstart-powered personal loans can help you pay down high-interest debt, all online with simple and easy-to-understand payment terms. Upstart has helped over 1.8 million customers on their path to financial freedom. It doesn't matter if you're here to pay off credit cards, consolidate high-interest debt, funding personal expenses, starting a business, whatever. Upstart can help you get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date. So don't wait and check your rate today at upstart.com/MLM. That's upstart.com/MLM to check your rate today. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Again, that's upstart.com/MLM.
Driving around in sports cars, living the life you wish you had, but you don't have it, because you're not good enough. Because you know what? The universe actually gives people exactly what they deserve. The universe has given you exactly what you deserve, and not a penny more or a penny less. If you deserved what I have, you'd have it. And you don't, because you're not as great as me. You've not been through what I've been through. Anyway, let's get on subject.
Now look, Andrew Tate is a joke. Tate may think he's special, but the only thing he really is a special snowflake. He has the stereotypical traits of toxic masculinity, motivational speakers, and con men masquerading as entrepreneurs all wrapped into one little cute pathetic package. If he didn't have such a massive following and hadn't genuinely harmed people, he might be a funny joke, someone to laugh at. Instead, he's just a bit sick and twisted. Still, Tate's been making the rounds on Twitch lately, promoting Hustlers University. One of the most well-known of these streams is with Aiden Ross, which got hundreds of thousands of live viewers. Throughout the whole thing, Aiden seems to cling to Tate's every word, promoting him as an authority figure to his impressionable audience. On the other hand, he's also been debating well-known streamers like Hassan. Whether or not you actually agree with Hassan, some good points have been levied against Tate, like how he completely and utterly denies reality for his own anecdotal experiences. A good example here is that Tate says that women are terrible drivers, but when confronted with hard evidence that says that men are actually statistically worse, he just digs his heels in and just insists that in his own life, it's the opposite. Now, perhaps that's true. That could be the reality for Tate specifically, but that doesn't mean the evidence and studies that say otherwise are lying either. While I'm glad that people are finally speaking out against him, myself included, he's still getting more and more signups with every single online debate he does. According to Tate, that sometimes amounts to as many as 3,000 to 4,000 people each substantial live stream. As he gains notoriety and students under Hustlers University, he's gaining more influence and finding more people that believe in the garbage he's spewing. So, what exactly is this garbage that he's spewing exactly? Let's take a look, shall we? In one of his videos about women that are baffled by cheating, he says that unless you obey your man and, quote, suck dick on demand, then you shouldn't be confused as to why your man cheated. In all cheating scenarios, 100% of the time, it's always on the female, he says. He also refers to women as bimbos in this video too, so, you know, that's great. The truth is, I don't know who hurt this sad little man, but he has such an unhealthy level of sexism and toxicity that he's essentially become an idol within the incel community. I'd go ahead and confidently say that that's not a good look, but it's how he makes his money, exploiting women and taking advantage of the men that worship him. In another strange, loud, and self-congratulatory rant, Tate tells his subscribers that only women should cook, and if you're broke, the last thing you should do is spend time cooking. You're broke, you're fucking poor, he shouts, insisting that in the time you spend cutting onions, you should be learning a new skill to be rich.
You're fucking poor! You can get rotisserie chicken for $5. Boom! Chicken, bang, eat, bang, back to work. You can fucking do a million things. You can go for a run. You can get in shape. The time you spent cooking, if you dedicated to kickboxing, you could have got paid.
And I don't know what skill he's talking about. Maybe a skill like kickboxing or piano. I mean, his logic is so flawed here that I almost feel stupid for arguing against it because it's nonsensical. It seems like he's trying to purposely not understand. Like, Andrew knows that cooking meals at home can be more cost-effective, right? That people have to feed their families and themselves, right? Or does he not understand that? Does he not understand that cooking is a skill in of itself and it can be a very monetizable and profitable one too? Plus, it doesn't necessarily take that long, and some people also find it relaxing to end the day rather than, you know, shouting at a video camera for 6 minutes about how poor people shouldn't cook. Like, it's asinine. His arguments are crazy. Your time needs to be dedicated to world conquest. There's no time to prepare food. You can order food cheaply and healthily. You can order a bag of rotisserie chicken and salad for like $4. Or the other option, according to Tate, is to instruct a female to provide sustenance. And just how weird is that? Like seeing someone preparing a meal just shout the line, "Your time needs to be dedicated to world conquest." Like, does he hear himself? I know he doesn't, but I do.
Your time is extremely important as a man, and that needs to be dedicated towards world conquest. There's no need to prepare food. Either order some food, which can be done very cheaply and very healthily. You get rotisserie chicken and a bag of salad for like $4. Bang, done. Or instruct a female to provide sustenance.
Like, it's ludicrous. So, like, it's kid movie supervillain-esque. It's just, it's laughable. But don't worry, females. We're allowed to cook. I guess we're not supposed to be worried about world domination or whatever, but all right. But as per usual, there's always more. Tate also believes that there's no point in talking to women unless you're going to have sex with them, that therapy is inaction and ruins a person, that therapists don't want their patients to get better, and of course, he's cool pushing his dogs around by their neck on camera when they're clearly asking for pets. I'd go ahead and say it's pretty obvious that Tate needs some serious therapy, but he just doesn't believe in it and thinks depression isn't real, it's just a state of mind, so I guess there's really no point in helping this loser anyway. He even argues therapy itself is detrimental and killed Robin Williams, which is extremely insulting and dense, and I just don't even have the time to unpack that, honestly. Like, you can unpack that one in your spare time. He's even taunted a comic book artist, Rosenberg, because his son needed surgery for cerebral palsy. Rosenberg set up a GoFundMe, and Tate asked him, quote, "Do you feel like a failure that the amount you need to help your own son is less than a quarter than I spent on one of my 5 cars? I will help you, if you ask. It's nothing to me. Your comic books have failed, but I am a success. Ask nicely, and I'll save your son." And just look how manly and impressive he is, making fun of the parent of a sick child. You know, when I think of super manly men, I actually think of people that bully parents with sick children. Like, how did he know? How did he know? Like, Tate, my dude, you say that wasting your time cooking a meal is stupid, but you've got time to pull this kind of shit? Are you just so pathetic that you have to demand parents of sick kids to grovel to you? Like, wow, my panties are so moist right now just watching you demean a parent with a sick child. Wow, like, what's next? Are you gonna start visiting hospice patients too? Are you gonna go ahead and tell them that it's actually their fault for being there? Like, wow, that's so manly. You know, maybe next you could go to a homeless shelter and tell the people that if they beg hard enough, you'll put them up in a hotel. Wow. This at least certainly seems like his idea of fun. But here's the real question after all of this. Is there anything redeeming about Andrew Tate? Well, let's see. He's beaten women and consistently refers to them in a dehumanizing manner in just about every context possible, claiming to own them and even branding them in some cases. He earns money dishonestly and knowingly takes advantage of the women and fans around him. His luxury vehicles and houses are largely attained with their hard labor, not his. For all Andrew's talk about how important it is to be a high-quality person and assign value to people based on looks and wealth, I consider him to be as low-quality as possible, and also kind of a cuck. Can we, as a species, return this one somehow? Please. But with all of that being said, that is where I'm going to end today's episode of Multi-Level Mondays. I can't really hope you enjoyed anything or learned anything new here today because it's quite horrific. This really feels like a mini Nexium to me. I mean, there's a whole MLM element, abusing women, pretending you're some frickin' demigod, like it's all there and it's really kind of spooky. But of course, all of these are just my thoughts, my opinions, and of course I'm a stupid female, so there's no point in talking to me, there's no point in debating me, there's no point in understanding my points, and all there is to misrepresent everything, so woohoo, can't wait for that. So I'll just go ahead and point out that everything that I've discussed will be sourced in the description box as I do for every single episode that I create. So if you're curious or, you know, morbidly curious, want to find out more information, see more of the videos, see more transcripts, see more articles, etc., 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 all of that will be linked in my source file. I appreciate you sticking around to the end, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!